Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2105. Should you do a HELOC or a second mortgage? By Miranda Marquette with goodfinancialsense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Should you do a HELOC or a second mortgage? By Miranda Marquette with goodfinancialsense.com. If you haven't considered your home equity as a resource, you might need to. Many of us have a lot of our net worth tied up in our homes. Indeed, the equity that was built up in a home can be a source of funding when needed. If you have equity in your home, you might be considering tapping it to make some home improvements, consolidate debt, or pay for your child's wedding. Most people, when deciding to access the equity in their homes, choose either a HELOC or a second mortgage. Depending on what you're planning, one might work better than the other for your situation. The difference between a HELOC and second mortgage. In order to determine which type of funding you should consider, you need to first understand what a HELOC and second mortgage are and see how they compare. A home equity line of credit is a revolving line of credit that allows you to tap into the equity you've built in your property. The HELOC provides borrowers with flexibility, functioning much like a credit card. After appraising your home, approving you based on your credit score, payment history, and DTI, the lender will set a borrowing limit and interest rate. To qualify, you'll need close to 20% equity in your home. How does a second mortgage work? A second mortgage is similar in some respects to a HELOC as they use your home's equity as collateral. The primary difference is how you receive the payment of your loan. A second mortgage is a lump sum, whereas the HELOC is a line of credit. While the HELOC functions like a credit card with a credit limit and minimum monthly payments, you make fixed rate payments on your second mortgage. Think of its payment structure like your first mortgage. When to use a HELOC. You should note that a home equity line of credit, or HELOC, is actually a type of second mortgage. However, we often think of it as something different. The misconception is due to the characteristics of a HELOC. As mentioned, instead of receiving a lump sum, you end up with an approved credit amount. You can access the money as you need it, as much as you would access a line of credit on a credit card. Some HELOCs even come with linked debit cards so that it's easy to access your line of credit. Most HELOCs feature variable interest rates, so your rate and your payment can change and go higher. HELOCs can be useful, however. One of the most common uses for the home equity line of credit is the home improvement loan. This is because it allows you flexibility to borrow as much or as little as you need. If you end up needing more money, you can get it from your line of credit, if there's still availability, without having to reapply for another mortgage loan. Using a HELOC makes sense when you aren't sure exactly what you'll need, or if you want a low initial rate and you can pay off the loan quickly. When to use a second mortgage. Which type of equity-based funding you pursue depends upon your needs and financial standing. If you have an abundance of other debts and struggle with making payments on credit cards, a HELOC may not be the wisest option to pursue. In some cases, it makes sense to use a second mortgage that provides you with a lump sum. If you know exactly how much money you need for something like debt consolidation or to contribute to a child's college education, a lump sum can be helpful. The second mortgage is also helpful if you know that you'll be paying off the loan for a long time. In many cases, it's possible to get a fixed interest rate on a lump sum second mortgage, so you don't have to worry about rates rising and forcing a higher payment later on. There are also advantages of paying off the second mortgage by using credit cards for rewards points. Things to know about HELOCs and second mortgages. There are a number of factors you should consider before you start shopping for a HELOC or second mortgage. Pursuing one of these lending options is a major financial decision that will impact your budget and credit score. Here are a few considerations to keep in mind. Number one, deductions. You'll often be able to deduct the interest you pay on a HELOC or a second mortgage. Check into the possibilities so you can get this benefit if you decide to turn the equity in your home into cash. Number two, additional loans. It's vital to remember that both HELOCs and second mortgages are loans on top of your first mortgage. Number three, more payments. This means that you'll have an extra payment to make. You'll want to know that you can truly afford your house payment with the addition of another mortgage payment. Number four, alternatives. If you don't want another mortgage payment, you might want to consider attempting a cash out refinance to tap your equity without having to contend with two separate mortgage payments. And number five, risk. You should also consider the risk you're taking anytime you tap your home equity, no matter the type of refinancing you receive. You're using your ownership in your home as collateral, and you could lose your house if you fall behind in your payments. Bottom line, home equity lines of credit and second mortgages can be helpful, but you should consider all your options before deciding to take the plunge. If you do decide to utilize equity in your home to obtain funding, be sure to do it wisely. See which options you qualified for, then weigh the pros and cons of each lending source to determine which one is the best fit for you. You should also shop around and look for rates to ensure you get the best option on the market. This information is not intended to be a substitute for specific individualized tax or legal advice. We suggest that you discuss your specific situation with a qualified tax or legal advisor. You just listened to the post titled, Should You Do a HELOC or a Second Mortgage? By Miranda Marquette with GoodFinancialSense.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Here's another idea for a HELOC that I don't hear many people talk about too often. When I bought my house, I had the 20% down payment, but it was pretty much all the cash I had on hand, and I didn't want to part with all of it for obvious reasons. So what I ended up doing to avoid paying PMI was finding a bank that let me pay half of my down payment with a HELOC. I ended up paying that off in 6 months, and I only paid around $200 in interest. It was totally worth it for the peace of mind. However, I didn't realize that most home equity lines of credit have variable interest rates. It worked out for me in the short run, but I was shocked to see that in that 6 month period back in 2018, my interest rate went up three freaking times. And that resulted in the interest rate being almost a whole percentage point higher than I thought I was signing up for. Boy, am I glad I paid that off quickly. I also know that many people keep a HELOC open in place of an emergency fund. Due to the variable interest rate and the yearly fee, for me it was $50 per year. I think there are other cheaper ways to get access to cash when I need it. For example, I keep my emergency fund in a savings account, but if I needed more, I'd probably open a 0% APR credit card. The last time I did this, the 0% introductory rate lasted 18 months. The risk is that if you don't pay it off before then, the rate skyrockets. But if you're confident you'll be able to pay it off, this could be a good option. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and weekend, and I'll be here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.